Ixilion tried to battle the doubt, seeping into his mind at every word the traitor said, but he knew his weakness, and every word spat at him found an answering chord in him. It really is too late, he thought in anguish, looking into the twisted face before him. I can never go back, for to go back implies that I am not as I once was. I know now what I have done. Be silent, you tool of black fire. You have done your work. Even without you, I was condemned by my own hand. Let me tell you something, Ixilion, the traitor went on softly. I did not come here for the treasure. I knew before I passed your gate that you would refuse to give it to me. Listen to me. Time divides here, now, in this room, he said. You must choose the path of the future. Destruction, Ixilion, or the help of your treasure. I will take it to Xanthus, Ixilion replied, stubbornly, faintly, and the traitor laughed. Do you trust him that much? Or yourself? Give it to me, and I will deliver it. To Gakazian, perhaps, or the beautiful Sholia. She indeed has the power to use it. Ixilion was galvanized. He leaped back. Go away, he snarled. Gakazian, Sholia, we are all equal. Oh, really? And the traitor was gone, walking on the surface of the water, out of the room, out of Ixil, laughing. Hurry, Ixilion, his voice floated back. The ocean is beginning to die. Heart pounding, Ixilion walked unsteadily into the room where his chair invited him to slump onto it. Very well, he thought. Very well. I think I knew that it would come to this. From the time Falia thrust the Haleywood box into my innocent hands. Mine, not Gakazian's or Sholia's. It came to me. Jealousy needled him, a stab of sudden hate in his mind. I will open it and I will learn, and then I will fight. He swung back the metal lid of the casket and lifted out what lay within. It was a book, its covers hard and smooth, except for where its title had been impressed into the ivory-colored substance, horn or bone, Ixilion surmised, or some matter created by the Worldmaker especially to confine such a precious thing. He looked down at the curling silver letters sunk deep into the cover, written in the common tongue, and only the tips of his fingers tingled. He was calm and cold. The Book of What Will Be in the All, he read. That was all, and that was enough. The book that had been forbidden to them from the beginning, whose whereabouts none knew or cared to know. But now, was it really found on Tran? Ixil wondered reverently, stroking it. Was it cast up from the bowels of the earth when the volcanoes vomited fire and the rocks split open to swallow Tranin and his son? Or did the Unmaker give it to the traitor in order to bring chaos upon us all? It did not matter. It was here. Under his loving, questing hands, it was indestructible. It was his very own. Now he would know what was to come, and that power would be his forever. He opened the book. The pages were white and thin as silk.